Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Oh, it's hot, isn't it? Oh boy. Oh boy, it's hot, hot, hot. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, we'll make it from the book of Genesis through
Exodus.
Leviticus. Leviticus. Good job. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, right?
I said Leviticus.
You said Leviticus. Okay.
Well, Leviticus.
You said Leviticus too? Okay. All right. Well, we have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessing it is to get to come to your word, to read it, Lord. It's a blessing to have it in a language we understand. God, we pray that you would please help us to understand it now, and that you would work in our hearts, that we would love you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are at Exodus. Hey, guess what? I found my glasses. Ta-da! A little minty there. Okay, Exodus chapter 36. And we'll read verse 2 through 7. Here we go. You guys ready? You ready?
Yep.
All right. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab. Can you guys see their names? Bezalel. Say Bezalel.
Bezalel.
And can you say Aholiab? Aholiab.
Aholiab.
All right, so Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him free will offerings every morning. Then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Jehovah commanded us to do. So Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much. All right, so we've learned all about the different things in the tabernacle. And God had now said who was supposed to be doing or leading the work, Bezalel and Aholiab. They're supposed to be doing the work. They're supposed to be teaching everyone. And now, what's the good problem they have?
Too much options.
It's too much, right? So what do they have to tell the people to do?
Stop. But they have to actually, it's like the police, they actually have to restrain them from
doing. Yeah, right? Is this a good problem to have?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have. So what do you think this portion is talking about? How would you put this in your own words?
The people are more super thankful.
The people are super thankful?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you put it, Daniel?
That the people learn more about God, and they know that God can kill them in like now.
Yeah, so God is powerful, and so they are thankful and bring their things for the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think was your favorite part? What do you think was the best verse to summarize this? Do you remember any of that?
I think you
good job drinking your tea.
Underline the one where they have to restrain the people.
Okay, where they so you like the second part of verse 6. Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary, and the people were restrained from bringing. Okay.
I like the word and why they did so much. They had to stop.
Okay, so kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, good. Well, I think those are good verses to summarize this. What do you think, how does this apply to our lives? What's the covenant connection? What's the calling on our lives? What is this? How does this point us to Christ? Please come here. Thank you. Come here. Come here. Sit up.
I don't know.
Do you think God has called you to bring your offerings?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you think you can do so with gladness like they did?
Yeah.
Do you think that they were giving under compulsion or willingly?
Willingly.
Willingly. And do you think that we can worship Jesus like this?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely we can. Absolutely. So when we come to church now, we can bring willing, excited,
a smile on your face.
Happy smile on your face. Maybe someday. Some days are hard to worship. But they can come. And they can bring God glory with their thanksgivings. Do we bring actual sacrifices anymore?
No.
No?
No. But do we bring the sacrifice of praise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the church still need your talents?
Yes.
Boys, let's keep our feet to ourselves. Yeah, the church still needs our talents. The church still needs you in the service you bring and the gifts you offer.
And
you too. All right, you guys ready to pray?
And me.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you have cared for us. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us willing hearts. Father, we pray that we would be the type of people who would cheerfully, joyfully offer to you whatever gifts we might bring. Lord, we worship you and we thank you that you have given us Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Dad, do I talk like this?
Well, you don't need to talk like that.
Bye. Bye.
May God bless you as you joyfully bring your gifts to him and use your talents for his glory today. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.